and bring on KD Drummond. KD Drummond, managing editor from the Cowboys Wire. How are we doing, KD?
I'm doing good, Corey. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me here on Sports Talk with Corey Clark on the Crusade Channel. KD, lots to talk about. I know with the Cowboys, it won't take much of your time, but this whole Ezekiel Elliott situation, are we inching any closer to them resolving this issue?
Well, according to the team that said that they were not going to talk about it and update everybody on a daily basis, who has been updating everybody on a daily basis, they haven't made much progress. According to Stephen Jones at the Blue White scrimmage, he said that he has not heard from the Elliott reps in the last, we could assume, the last couple of days. So we're not sure what kind of progress has been made. We know that they've traded a couple of offers back and forth. There was an offer made. There was a counteroffer made. Assuming based on Jones saying that they're waiting to hear back, that they responded to the counteroffer with their own counteroffer, and on we go. The big deal is that August 6th is a deadline of sorts. There is the deal of having an accrued season towards free agency. I don't think that's as big of a landmark as most people are making it out to be, based on the fact that he has another year left on his contract with a fifth-year option. So he would still be a free agent if he held out for all of this year and then got to next year, or at least the majority of this year. But that should be an indication of where things stand, whether or not he reports to camp by tomorrow.
Do we have any idea the money figure Elliott's looking for?
Well, he claims that he wants, well, actually, Elliott hasn't claimed anything. He has remained steadfastly quiet in the media pretty much all offseason. That includes what happened when he got into the little dust-up in Las Vegas at the music festival and he had to make a public statement of apology. Other than that, he's pretty much been staying out of the media, so we don't know exactly what he's asking for, but we have heard rumors that he's trying to match the deal that Todd Gurley got with the Los Angeles Rams last year. So there's a couple things on the table. Gurley's deal is over $14 million a season. That's pretty much a big number when it comes to what running backs are making in comparison and how running back salaries are trending down while the rest of NFL salaries are trending up. So there's a lot of wiggle room there. And I think the interesting thing will be, I think he wants to be the highest paid player in some regard, but that can come in a number of ways. It could come in total value. It could come in guaranteed money. It could come in average annual value to the contract. All of those things can be manipulated in different ways. And I think the Cowboys are trying to find a way to appease him and make him and allow him to say that he's the highest paid running back, but also protect themselves from being a part of this burgeoning market on salaries exploding.
Yeah, KD Drummond, managing editor of the Cowboys Wire, joining us here. KD, people know you. You're a king at salary cap. Explain to the people at home, how is it possible for the Cowboys to sign Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, and Elliott, all three?
Well, it's pretty interesting. The Cowboys have done a great job of managing the cap. I used to, for years on years, complain that there was no such thing as cap hell because teams can pretty much do whatever they want when it comes to salaries. There's multiple ways that you can manipulate a contract to find more wiggle room and basically push cap costs into future years. The reason why that's possible is because the cap is exploding to such a degree that teams rarely run out of money. And if they do, the cap goes up $10 million pretty much on average every year. So there's always going to be more space. Every year when free agency starts, there's hundreds and millions of dollars of unused cap space at the beginning of every year that teams are often struggling to be able to pay that. The NFL instituted a cap floor in the last CBA, and I have a feeling they're going to do that again when they renegotiate the next CBA. But all in all, the Cowboys can use what's called signing bonuses. Mm-hmm. That's where you give a player a lot of money up front,